The rest of the story. Professional actors began performing the plays of William Shakespeare in the American colonies during the 1750s. But more than 100 years would pass before American thespians sought to honor the immortal playwright with a monument. New York City actors discussed the project for almost a decade. How nice it would be, they said, to have a bronze statue of Shakespeare in Central Park. The primary obstacle to the dream was money. The sculptor must be a renowned artist, somebody like John Quincy Adams Ward, and yet the fee for such a craftsman would be considerable. Donations from theater patrons could trickle in for years without covering it. Then somebody got the big idea. There must be a spectacular benefit performance at the Winter Garden, an event of such magnitude that ticket prices could be sky high, yet sellout would be guaranteed. The proceeds could be contributed to the creation of Shakespeare's Central Park statue. But what theatrical event could possibly be attractive enough to rake in such a fortune in one performance? Well, only one. The first ever collaboration of the era's Shakespearean superstars. The superstars of Shakespearean theater, three of the 19th century's greatest actors, appearing together for the first time on the same stage in the same play. And the three were approached and all cheerfully agreed to donate their services toward this noble project. Now, I don't know how to say this. In more contemporary terms, it would be like getting Olivier Burton and James Mason all to appear together in one play. But with the more popular impact of having Tom Selleck, Clint Eastwood, and Burt Reynolds all on the same stage. The play was Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The phenomenal performance was scheduled for the last week of November 1864, when the superstars of the 19th century stage would all be together at one time for one performance. More than 2,000 eager patrons packed the Winter Garden to its rafters. In the first act of the play, the three great actors walked out onto the stage side by side, portraying Brutus, Cassius, and Mark Antony. They were greeted by a deafening ovation. At the end of the first act, the cheers of the audience were overwhelming, and so continued the performance to its glorious conclusion. And the next day's reviews were scintillating, and that bronze statue of William Shakespeare stands in Central Park to this day. A silent reminder of the magnificent benefit performance which helped to pay for it. For what made that performance utterly unique was that the nation's three great Shakespearean actors who teamed up only that once, gratuitously, unselfishly, were members of the same family. They were members of the same family. In fact, they were brothers. One brother, Junius, was destined for historical obscurity. Another brother, Edwin, was remembered as one of the finest American actors of all time. And the third brother was remembered for something else again. For the third brother was John Wilkes Booth. And 4 months later, he would kill the President of the United States. How many have seen the statue of Shakespeare in New York's Central Park? And how few knew the rest of the story?